This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast where we fantasy draft anything and everything from the world of pop culture. On today's episode, we're drafting fictional babies. Our guest today is a hilarious comedian who you've seen on Conan, The Tonight Show, and in a national commercial for Blue Diamond Almonds. All right, Marissa, good credits. She's the co-host of the Ambie-nominated podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie. Returning to the show today, it's Megan Gailey.
Hello. Hi.
She's wonderful. I'm your host, Ian Carmel. And joining me as always are my friends and comedians, Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's get into it. Another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is in Alaska right now.
Deep. I'm doing it.
Deep in the heart of Alaska.
I'm not even deep. I'm in Anchorage. I'm barely anywhere.
Do they call it the upper one? Because you've taken to calling it the lower 48,
That's how I
right?
talk up here as a native.
Whoa!
Hey, there we are.
See you.
Hey.
On video. Look at that. The land of the midnight sun.
Oh yeah, is it sunny out?
I landed at 9 p.m. and yeah, it was sunny till probably like 11.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
That's a trip.
I went to this bar that was just 7 bars in one bar, but they called it one bar.
What?
There was one room that was just covered in bras and panties and
what?
And boxers. It was unsanitary. I like it up here.
It is like we all know like 2 things about Alaska. We're like, is it sunny? Are the dogs racing? And yeah, then it's like, well, that's it.
Apparently they saw some bears yesterday.
Well,
and coyotes.
In
coyotes. Well, there's like
we got coyotes here in LA. I'm not impressed.
There's like a wildlife reserve.
Yeah, I saw a coyote in Portland.
There's like a wildlife reserve. I don't know. I haven't even done the show yet, but it's it's good. It takes a long time to get here. I've just spent a lot of time in the Minneapolis Delta Sky Lounge in the last week, like maybe more than I should have.
I love a Delta Sky Lounge, though.
You do, man. When your layover isn't 4 hours.
Yeah. I love the food. I mean, if you're drinking, they got drinks there, too. They'll do like a risotto at the Delta Sky Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't mind a layover. I think it's fun.
I don't like a layover. I want to go straight. Or I'm not going.
Yeah, I'm over it.
I like airport. I like everything about airports.
Even since having a child, you like the airport?
That's a wild.
Bro, well, if she's not there, yes.
Yes, but we've only taken him on a plane once, and I'm like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. And it wasn't even that bad.
I won't do it again until she's like in school. We've talked about it. When we were flying to Michigan, I was like, I'm not doing this again for years. She don't need to go anywhere.
You're like, I guess you're not going to see anything, honey.
Yeah, what about how are you going to get her to Sioux Falls? How are you going to take her to Tommy Jack's and show them that you finally made good?
You can definitely bring babies into Tommy Jack's.
Oh, that's can.
I never stopped anyone
babies
from doing it.
Babies can buy their parents cigarettes at Tommy Jack's.
Yeah, like, babies can go with unaccompanied into Tommy Jack's.
Yeah, let me get some Winston's. It's for my pa.
I saw a dude piss his pants while he was playing pool. If that can happen, then I can bring a baby into Tommy John.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, place is such a bummer.
The guy who's going to bring his baby into Tommy Jack's is Sean Jordan. No, Sean is Jordan on Twitter. No. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram.
What's up, Playboy?
Shonda Rhimes on the laptop. Shonda Replay on the Rihanna songs.
What are you
Fort Collins, nobody came. I'm sorry about that, dude.
That's
a really bummer, dude. I'm
bummed out about that for you.
I got nothing coming up. Hang out, enjoy each other's company, smile, be good, have fun, live life.
It's all lovely. These are all lovely well wishes.
I don't think I have anything coming up. Go to my website. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
David Borey's in the cold cold heart of Alaska. He's currently riding a moose.
Yeah, in the upper 48, up here we call it home. You guys in the lower 48 call it wild country.
Can you walk to Russia?
I can see Russia from my backyard, which you guys can probably see too. I get why she's like that. I've been here for 6 hours, and I know why she's like that.
It'd be tight if they had internet in Anchorage. It's crazy they can have a whole city with no internet.
It's crazy that I can pay for the internet and still have to use a hotspot on my phone. That's crazy. Crazy. I don't know how to write this off. It's great. It is really beautiful. It's snowing, and it was light at 9 p.m. and I have to fly out at 1 a.m. So I'm thankful for my 26 hours in Alaska.
Oh no! Oh my gosh!
So crazy
to New York. Great time. Great time
to New. Oh my God!
How many you get? What, four layovers?
No, to New York isn't too bad. I just have to fly to Portland, and then I have an hour layover, and then from Portland to New York.
You get to fly to Portland, brother.
Yeah.
I don't. You, it's at 1 a.m. I have to.
Woo. Oh, Burgerville's going to be closed. Oh, no.
So I hope you enjoy this show, Alaska, because I worked for it.
Yeah, you did. It's going to be good, dude. You're going to end up, and then your boxes are going to end up on the wall of that bar.
Yeah. No way. No way. Yeah. I have a firm no leave my underwear anywhere policy.
Get them up there. Put them on the wall.
You don't think, you know how many times, I've walked out of Coyote Ugly fully clothed?
We were this close to going to Coyote Ugly. We almost went to Coyote Ugly the other day. Then we didn't. And we just stayed and watched Belly instead. But we were.
It's a good spot to bring people because you'll never see anyone you know.
Where can people see you applying the comedic arts?
June 18th, come and see Jamel Johnson, David Borey, my friend Brian Sullivan from Colorado. Come see us all at the DC Improv. Yeah, we're going to be going nuts.
That sounds fun.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to go back to Confessions, Recessions. The karaoke bar was called Recessions.
I'm going that back. Place was sick.
They got big signs of beer at Recessions.
Sean was rolling dice high. Sean was rolling dice low.
It was a good time at Recessions. I'll tell you that.
Megan Gailey's here, for God's sake. Megan Gailey on Twitter. Yes. And then at Better Megan Gailey on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is there another Megan Gailey who you're better than?
There was. There was. And then this bitch got married and gave up the name. And then I was going to take it. And I go, no, I think the message stands.
Yeah. You're still the better Megan Gale. Yeah.
Yes.
That and hasn't changed.
I actually haven't checked in on her marriage. I don't know her. But I do know she got married. And I wonder if they made it through COVID together. I'm going to guess.
How did it seem? Like when you, because I'm sure you scoped out her Instagram.
Shaky.
Yeah.
Shaky.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was shocked she got married.
He was doing a lot of kettlebells in the garage.
Yeah.
We all know the signs.
Mm-hmm. She joined CrossFit. So
she starts learning Japanese. He takes a web animation class.
So specific.
Where can people see what you're doing?
Oh gosh, I wish this was coming out before I had to go to San Diego. So if you're in San Diego, you just missed me, and I bet I didn't have a good time.
This comes out April 27th, so this is pert near May.
I mean, you can come to my son's 1 year birthday party. It's 3 days after that. You're all invited. There's going to be Jimmy John's and pizza, and in May I'll be in Indianapolis. Yeah, no, it's going to be. It's so, like, people from the West Coast didn't have Jimmy John's. And they're like, have you had this Jimmy John's thing? I'm like, hey, I've had that Jimmy John's thing. literally raised on it.
We had Jimmy John's, but not, I want to say not until, like, high school did we get Jimmy John's.
Maybe in L.A., it's like, there's one in Pasadena and I drive to it. Like, that's how much I need my fix.
L.A.'s fast food scene is so weird because we have everything, but like, some of the stuff we barely have any of it.
Like that one Arby's only one in Arby's. Hollywood.
Oh yeah, the one Arby's.
And every time I pass it, I go, God, it looks good. You know, like I want it, but I'm always on my way to a show. And it's like, can I show up with Arby's? Is that too Indiana of me?
You can't.
Every
go
time
on
I
stage.
Came back from the improv, that's when I would let myself go. Because it's I was on the way back to Glendale and I'd be like, I'm going to that
and
Arby's. That show sucked.
It is so.
Yeah. Can I say one of the first things I ever appreciated about you was hanging out. When we were writing for the ESPYs and you talking about how much you love Jersey Mike's.
Love Jersey
Mike's. And I was like, yeah, this lady gets it. She understands.
I have a
she
joke
knows
about
what's important in life.
I have a joke about Jersey Mike's and I was like, please let them reach out to me. Still waiting.
Like, keep going like, though. Keep going.
My joke here's about
a, here's you can a life get card. A Jersey.
I ate it pregnant and you're not supposed to. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. You know, like, I'm not doing it.
You're not supposed to eat submarine sandwiches pregnant.
You're not supposed to eat deli meat. It's like, dude, I don't know. You're not supposed to eat deli meat. And I'm going to get 7,000 comments that are like, you can. And it's like, yes, bitch, I know I did. You're like, you know, you're not supposed to drink. It's like all the rules that you're like, take them or leave them. Take them or leave them.
I love the same.
As far as my vices, I put those in the same category.
Yeah.
Like, I'm drinking. Yeah. I mean, deli meats. It's a bad day.
Yes.
All I'm going to do in Italy.
You get good news, you get bad news. You got to drink and eat a sub. Those are the rules.
It's a celebration. It's a coping mechanism.
It's delicious.
Having been like on late night and then also on Chelsea, like one of the first things I did on Chelsea lately was mention Arby's on the show and they reached out. They sent me a letter and some swag and two $5 gift cards. Not one $10 gift card, two $5 separate gift cards.
Well, Ian, they don't make those.
They said that's 1.5 Market Fresh sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh, man. I Butterfinger reached out recently.
Let me get a
recently.
Reuben with no fries.
With no fries. Let me get a plain Reuben and a water.
Oof.
Being on network television is powerful for those companies. Hershey's keep sending shit. I got like, we got sent 300 Butterfingers.
What?
And we have a button in our writer's room that you hit and fresh Twizzlers come.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know there were 300 Butterfingers left.
Oh, there's 300 Butterfingers left. I got a big ass box in my office right now. I got 50 Butterfingers.
It's wild Butterfingers even still doing like marketing because it's like, we know. In it or we're not.
You're ubiquitous.
Yeah. And I'm in.
Butterfinger. I'm deep in the Butterfinger. That's my favorite candy
crispity,
bar.
Crispity, crunchity, peanut buttery. You guys have Bart Simpson. Good. You know what you're doing.
Especially in a blizzard.
Ooh.
I got like a giant care package from Hawaiian Rolls.
Oh,
King's what? Hawaiian Rolls.
That's a good one. The best.
Because I like tweeted that I was going to make some sandwich when I was high. And then they sent me some. I was like, Kings, I know people are tweeting about you a lot. Like, you can't be sending this much stuff out. Yeah, so I have like a King's Hawaiian water jug.
Have you ever? Okay, so
damn it.
I've tried to do this sneakily where I'm like, I'm going to tweet about this company, so hopefully they send me some shit. I did it with yerba mate. I was like, yerba mate rules. I go, where's the guy get a case of this stuff? And then I wanted them to be like, we'll send it. But then like 10 people were like, you can get them at Walmart, bro. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking get it at Walmart.
Yeah, you were too thirsty for it, too.
Did you say the brand or did you just say yerba mate is just a thing like kombucha or like tea?
I tagged him. I had to search him. I found him on Twitter. I was like, yeah, this because I hadn't.
You
I started drinking
Walmart,
it during COVID.
That's so rude.
Cases. A lot of people with links that I'm like, you think I wanted the link? That's what I wanted. Yeah. You think I
you
can't
think
go find
that?
That
was stopping me from getting a case of this shit, you asshole.
I want it for free from yerba mate.
I think you just,
I have a daughter.
You got the wrong 23-year-old running the social media account that day. You know, like you, the next day they would have hooked you up. It was just, it was a tough shift.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Now I can't do it again. I remember one time somebody asked me if I wanted to go to TED 2. For free.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, sure. It was in Portland. And they're like, yeah, you just got to tweet about it. So I waited till like 5 a.m. and I tweeted out like, thanks to whatever company, TED 2 was great. And a bunch of people hit me up. They're like, I think you got hacked. And I go, no, I tweeted that for a free movie ticket.
I blagged my way into a press screening of Air by emailing the guy saying like, hey, I work for the Late Late Show. Can I get in? Well, it's not Tuesday.
I feel like
for free.
A bad guy because I still haven't seen it and it's been out for 3 days. And I'm just sorry to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to his family.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I've always shown support, even in the darkest of times. And I'm just sorry for not being there for you.
Mike Jordan has one line in that thing.
Yeah, he's not in
it. I was hoping.
He's not in it.
That's No, I don't want to see a movie about Michael Jordan.
No. Well, we've seen that. We've seen the movie and it was excellent. I went to The Last Dance hating Michael Jordan and we share a birthday. And then I came out of it going, what? I love him.
Oh, casual flex, Megan Gailey.
We share a birthday. February 17th. Michael Jordan, Paris Hilton, me. Okay.
Big, big hitters.
That's a big day.
The movie is good. I left it going, I think Mrs. Jordan should handle Lamar Jackson's contract. Like, we gotta get, he doesn't want an agent. He needs a mama. So let's get this mama on it.
If that's not all of entertainment, I don't know what is. You think I want an agent?
Nope.
They listen, they know.
Your agents listen?
No, that was, I mean,
okay,
yeah.
That'd be crazy. I don't think they've
consumed any media I've been a part of.
I feel the same way. I feel like my agent has incidentally seen mine because she also reps Corden.
Right.
Yeah.
Mine was like, oh, yeah, my kid knocked over the Apple TV remote and it switched to HBO. Royal Crackers airing now.
It's fantastic. It's very funny. Thank you. I loved it.
I didn't write it.
I hated the writing, but I thought the voice acting was exceptional.
That's all you need, baby.
Exceptional.
We're going to be just fine.
But do watch it. It's really funny. Megan, did you say where people can come see you? Indianapolis.
Indianapolis, but it's sold out. So you can't. Oh, you know what?
Hey. Okay. Another little flex.
Well, but it's not sold out. I'm opening for Jessel next, so it's like sold out for him. But it's race weekend. There's a lot going on. This may be too far in the future, but I will.
Similar to Race Wars.
I will be in the Midwest in September. Like, yeah. It's like, I don't Hell really yeah. go a lot of places now that I'm a mom. So if I'm going to be back in Indy, Columbus, and Cincinnati at some point, the end of September.
You're going to be going bananas?
I don't think I'm going bananas. I think I'm funny boning it.
Oh. It's okay. Listen, that's okay.
Like, I think it's that club that's like, they call it Cincinnati, but you're in Kentucky and you're like, well,
oh, okay. Yeah, across the water, right? Yeah. It's by the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe down I'm going by that to waterfront. Louisville? I don't know.
Kentucky.
I love that aquarium.
Really?
And Cincinnati has a great natural history museum.
And a good
Very
zoo.
Very fun.
Or is that the Columbus Zoo?
I think that might be Columbus, but Cincinnati's fun.
I'm going to Columbus, too. So we'll see. I've never been to Columbus, actually. I'm hoping to swing in, like, a Cedar Point. Swing up there to good old Sandusky, Ohio. Not the man.
Also, probably not for you. Huge test market for 40-ounce liquor varieties. Columbus.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Huge
they got all kinds of 40s you'll never see anywhere else.
It's probably good that we didn't know that when we did our live show in Columbus.
I purposely didn't
bring it up.
We didn't need that.
We were already shirt off in a cooler. I don't think we needed anything else.
Throwing beers around the parking lot. That was Buck.
My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on TikTok, at Ian Carmel on Jewish 40 ounces of liquor app. Conducted a Seder the other day.
Happy Passover.
Absolutely crushed it.
Can you say happy Passover?
Chag Sameach. Yeah, happy Passover. Okay. It's happy. We escaped Egypt and the angel of death, you know, flew over our houses.
Congrats.
Yeah, it was rad. I had gefilte fish delivered mid-dinner. Crushed it. But this is weeks later. This is April 27th. This is the day of the last Late Late Show. I hope you liked it.
Whoa.
Oh, this is the last. This is the official day?
The April 27th. This is the very last day.
The last Late Late Show, right?
The last Late
yes,
Late.
Yes, I saw the promo. Last Late Late. Okay, here we go.
Last Late Late. It's over. Catchy. It's curtains. Catchy. Thank you. Big guests on the last show. You saw it. I can't say who they are in case they drop out for whatever reason. And then it seems weird that they're not there. But with big guests, big bits.
I'll say it. I can't believe you guys got Jimmy Carter.
We got Carter, dude.
It's wild.
I can't believe you guys got Billy Carter.
We got, we got Jimmy and Billy Carter doing carpool karaoke.
I was going to say Aaron Carter, but I think he recently passed.
Oh, yeah, no, that was a tough one.
Who was the party starter?
Darren Carter.
He
had to keep that flashlight in his pocket so he could do that bit. Yeah,
Darren Carter, the party starter.
Okay.
That's you so ever fun seen, to
you,
say.
You ever seen him, John?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I feel like you would have like crossed paths with Darren Carter, the party starter.
You didn't take his comedy class? Because you definitely seem like a student of his.
Yeah, you seem like a disciple.
I love it, Darren Carter, the party. I think it's a fun name. It's right, I'm going to look him up after this.
Yeah.
He starts the party.
He does.
I'll be in Denver at the Comedy Works Downtown June 22nd, 23rd, that region right there. Buy tickets. Come see me. Sean doesn't think anyone's going to come see me.
I think a lot of people are going to go.
Sean doesn't think anyone's going to come.
Because I think you're very funny and you're very good at what you do. See, and I'm excited that you're out doing stand-up again.
I don't like it when he does that either.
I said nobody's coming to your show, so people bought tickets in defiance. And now you're fucking me. All right?
Well, I just can't hide my love and affection and appreciation for how good you are at what you do.
You're fucking me.
Sorry. Well, maybe I'll just suck you off instead. How about that, huh?
I don't like this.
No.
I don't like this riff.
No.
I also don't like that it looks kind of like you're at my house, but you're not. That makes me feel weird.
He is at your house. He lied.
It's like sort of like my house.
I'm sorry it's so dark. I feel like I'm hiding or something, but I'm just sitting on the couch.
You got
chilling.
Exposed brick?
I got exposed brick.
Yeah, you're a man. You're a fucking place man.
I don't have a leather couch, though. I don't have a leather couch, though. That's like my thing that I feel good for not having.
Far be it from me to besmirch the furniture at this condo, but it's, leather.
Besmirch it's the furniture?
I think a comedy condo, you got to have leather so you can like Clorox it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got to be hoseable.
Yeah.
And I mean that no offense to the club. I mean that as an offense to comedians.
No, this one rules.
Yeah.
I swear this is the only good comedy condo I've ever seen. There's some where you're just
when
like,
they send
holy
me a condo,
bucket.
I go, absolutely not. And they're like, it's nice. I go, it's not that. it's not.
This one rules.
I believe it.
Yeah. And also I got homies with and he was super cool to let him crash. I was like, yeah, this is great. It's like we got an Airbnb. It's fantastic. But
and that's why Megan doesn't want to stay in condos.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm just like, that's why I don't ever want to be there.
We got like five South Dakota dudes in here.
Because there will be a sprinkling of straight pubes, and then I have to look at the calendar and see who they belong to, and it's like, I just don't want to.
Yeah, whose pubes are these? Oh, Sean Patton's pubes. That's better.
Oh, boy.
But it's still
So I can't go on the road, it's just like at my own house I know whose pubes are here. I go on the road and I go, oh my god,
strange.
Boy,
pubes, hey,
all the pubes.
Oh, I like that,
the pubes.
Alaska's bringing weird stuff out of me.
Alaska's turning David into kind of an older Jewish guy, and that's and finally which is something I've always held in my heart as a hope but never thought to vocalize.
I've always wanted big sunglasses.
Yeah. Oh, you got to get some. You got to get some big fucking guy from up sunglasses.
Big old Jewish guy sunglasses.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Is Elton John Jewish?
No.
I think he's just stylish.
Yeah.
Not yet. Wait, when do I get to be Jewish?
You throw it. Give it a try. Let's hear it.
Uh-uh.
Come on.
No, I don't think I can.
Say some Jewish stuff.
Say some Jewish stuff, Sean.
I think you could just do a New York accent.
All right. Well, you want me to say some Jewish? I don't know what to say.
Say what you think is like a Jewish thing. What would a Jew say?
Yeah. This isn't a trap.
Send your food back.
I feel like this is too expensive. Can I pay less for this?
Ooh, you picked the wrong one.
Yo, that was the one thing you picked.
What?
That was your one. You didn't even do a voice. You just talked about
just
money in your voice.
Marissa, put that part about David talking shit about people where I said that.
No. We're keeping this whole thing.
As of the recording, a day after Passover.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to tell Dana about that one.
Why don't you go, we escaped Egypt.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Why didn't you just say too much tuna?
There you go. Well-tread ground. Instead, you got to...
He said, this is too expensive in his own voice.
I'd like to pay less money for it.
He didn't even tell us a product. Like, it's like, it might not even be too expensive. It may be priced exactly right.
He was just like, I love gold.
I killed Christ.
Oh, I got stars in my eyes. That was crazy.
What? How many points do the stars have?
You blacked out.
Stars of who?
They got six.
Yeah. Are you sure they aren't swastikas?
I don't like you appropriating gang culture.
Gang culture up there.
Well, I just can't do anything right this weekend. I apologize.
Not in the last 5 minutes, though.
We'll say shalom to the Late Late Show because it's gone forever. God, come see me in Denver. Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Be wonderful. We are gathered here today not to talk about Sean's views on the Jewish
don't,
people.
Nope.
Jewish people, that we are a skinflint and thrifty bunch. But rather to draft fictional babies.
A thrifty bunch.
Such a good topic.
Such a good topic. Megan Gailey, this was your idea for a topic.
I've been wanting to do it forever.
Yeah, for years.
Because I think I first wanted to do this when I was pregnant and my son's almost one. So yeah. I guess you guys have really been out on me. We finally made it work.
Sean thought you were Jewish.
Yeah, of course. No. Yeah. People definitely.
Let's just stop that narrative.
Yeah. People for sure have thought I was Jewish, and I have to tell them Irish people can also
complain.
Fill in stereotype. You know, I want to stay on the right side during this Passover celebration. Yeah. But yeah, there's just so many great babies in the world, and I've got a baby, and Sean's got a baby. Remember, Sean has a baby before you cancel him. And so I thought it would be a fun topic.
Sean's baby is talking so much, it's crazy.
No.
We talked to her on FaceTime the other night when he was hanging out with me. She knows where all her parts are. She knows what a peacock says. I didn't know what a peacock says.
What does a peacock say?
He was like, what's a chicken say? What's a horse say? And he was like, what's a peacock say? And I was like, oh, curveball. And she got it.
Peacocks make a noise. I didn't know that.
That's peacock, right?
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm a smart Sean's
wolf.
Baby.
I go, what does a wolf do? And she goes, Wait, are we still talking about how I said a bad thing?
No,
I said I'm the smartest.
Now we're talking about your daughter to try and detract from.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, she was talking so much; it was crazy. It's like she's at that age where every time you see her, she's like way more.
Yep.
Of a person.
She doesn't mention anything about blood libel, does she?
No, good.
Okay, I just want to see how far that goes.
I mean, she did have a few things to say about the deep state, which I thought was weird.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we have Zeitgeist playing most of the time. Sometimes it's on mute.
Babies are born with the third eye open, and it's society that closes it. So if
they
you keep
see
it
ghosts,
open.
Man, yeah. The only reason babies can't see stop seeing ghosts is because society tells them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's another trip. Ghost, my favorite overpriced hoodies.
Oh, yeah. That album was hit and miss. But there was a hit on it.
It was okay.
All right. Now, the way we determine the order of this draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors played between the three of you. And we throw on shoot. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Ooh, Sean wins. Sean wins. He throws a scissor against two papers. It's a natural one. Sean, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question.
I'm around a lot of mountains, and it's like a switchback when you're climbing a mountain. When you don't go straight up the mountain because you'd be too tired. So you start and you go like all the way west or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do a little turn, and then you go east a little bit. You're gradually going uphill the whole time. Then you turn around. And then you go west again, and then till you're at the top of the mountain. That, and you look out.
You're like, we're going to stop at the next mile marker, I swear.
That made me more confused.
Well, basically, luckily I'm here. Basically, it means if you pick fourth in the first round, you pick first in the second round.
Wow. Yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah, thank you.
See, that's exactly what I was just different ways.
We explained it together. Roads,
get to the same city.
Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
Megan, you're going first.
Yes.
Wow. This is your idea.
Thank you.
And I think you get first pick.
Thank you.
I'm second. David's third. Ian's fourth.
Megan, Sean, David. Hot corner, Ian Carmel. which means Megan Gailey.
I think I can get my first.
Megan, you have the first pick in the Fictional Babies All Fantasy Everything Draft. And we will get to that first pick right after this short break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
And we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything, the only podcast that has ever existed, except, of course, for I Love a Lifetime Movie. But that's it. Those are the only two podcasts.
Only two of them.
If you listen to podcasts, it's one of those two.
There's not more than that.
It's just us. Megan, what will the first pick be?
Okay, I'm going to go best baby available. My team needs a quarterback, but I need just an anchor. And I think this isn't my favorite fictional baby, but I do think it's probably the best fictional baby. Does that make sense?
For sure.
So I am going to go with the iconic Maggie Simpson.
Okay, yeah. Oh, big hitter. Yeah.
Yeah, I figured that was going to be the first pick, and I'm just not versed enough on The Simpsons to have picked it and done it justice. So
I mean, but she's like the one thing you can be versed on in The Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just so she is
fantastic.
Good. And like
she does it all.
Think about the show without her. Like it really, you'd go, oh no. And now having three kids is so crazy to me. I have a friend who just had a fifth kid. But like having three kids, especially after you have Bart, you go, we gotta stop. You know? Yeah. Like the house
Or we gotta keep going to fix this.
And I do wonder, did they ever address if Maggie was an oopsie or was she planned? We don't know.
She must have been an oopsie.
She feels oopsie with the age difference because it's like Bart and Maggie are
like they were so stressed. Like I think I forget if it was Lisa or Maggie. Like they were so stressed. I think it was Lisa being born. Yeah, where he was like super stressed and didn't want another kid.
Because Bart and Maggie don't even interact, right?
No,
really.
And they say they're like once you. They say what's the saying? It's like one is one, two is 20, three you forget. Like
yeah,
it's like
three is one.
By Maggie, they were like, Homer doesn't even know Maggie. Like, do they interact? Like,
she's also they like kind of hint that like Maggie is super duper smart, like Lisa. Like she spells out like E equals MC squared with their baby blocks.
Right.
She escaped from the daycare center in that one episode, like led like the, that,
right.
What was it? The great escape thing? Like dun, 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 dun.
We definitely see her drink Mr. Burns. Poison. Yeah. Like
she shot a guy.
She's out in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got it.
Oh, she's so cute too. And like she's in, I think what is maybe a sleep sack. And I just like it. Just a great outfit. The binky. She's just a classic baby. And she's not a pain. She's not crying. She's not like, we really don't ever have to worry about her diaper. Like she's just, she's a constant. She's sort of a North Star baby.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't give in to typical baby problems.
Nope. Nope.
And I do appreciate that about her.
She's not teething.
Yeah, moving and shaking.
Yeah, she's a steady hand. She's a steady hand. Gray haircut. I don't know where her and Lisa get that hair, because Marge has got a very distinct haircut. Did Homer, when he was younger, have spiky hair?
Yeah.
I don't think so. He had brown hair.
Brown, yeah.
Like he had a brown comb over.
A full head of brown hair.
They clearly felt imprisoned by the cactus hair.
Are you questioning the paternity of Maggie and Lisa? Because it is where did that hair come from?
If there was a dude who lived
maybe that. Marge was stepping out.
If there was a dude across the street who had like spiky hair.
Yeah.
Just washing a Camaro.
Well, Bart has it too.
He does. Yeah. Mm. All three kids have spiky hair.
Mm. Is there ever anyone else on the show? It'd be funny if there was like somewhere just a little nod to a spiky haired grown dude who was like at Moe's one time or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Right. The guy.
And he's just like Marge. And she's like, get out of here. Yeah.
I told you never to. Don't call me at home. What are you doing?
He's Homer's son. And he said,
Maggie also has that rival, the baby with the unibrow, who she just fucking hates. Is that a baby thing? Do babies have babies they hate?
I think so. Yeah. Because it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, if a baby takes a toy from you one time, I bet you're like, I hate that baby.
Yeah,
or if the parents hate each other, like my baby's about to go to daycare and I'm like, please pick your friends wisely because I'm going to have to be friends with these parents. And it's like, I will steer him away. Like he may be like, this is my best friend. And if his parents suck, I'm going to be like, that kid sucks and that's not your friend. I heard him talking shit about you.
Yeah.
And then just try and
his
steer him
toward. His dad's a libertarian.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to have to hang out with the terrible. So, yeah, he may just have to be friends with who I decide he's going to be friends with.
I feel like I'm being selfish or I'm going to be where I'm only introducing Max to my friend's kids. She's not really meeting new. I don't want to meet any new parents, really.
Yeah.
I don't want to
no new friends.
Do that. No, I saw my mom. She was friends with so many pricks because, I was friends with their kid. And, like, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't need that.
Yeah, we were at a birthday party last week, and I was like, ooh, I don't like the parents here. This is not my crew.
What is it? Is it that? That is, I always wonder about that. It seems hard because, like, my mom was never a big interact with other parents person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She was like, I have a job. I'm not talking to you. That seems like it would be the hard. Like, you're at this party, the kids are playing, and then you just got to be in there watching them, talking to this dude about.
I'm bad at small talk. I can't. Small talk is the death of me. I'm terrible at it. I can barely make eye contact. I can't look at my best friends for more than like 10 seconds in their eyes. So when I have to talk to a stranger, I'm always looking at the ground and stuff. I can't stand it.
I'm great at small talk, but like I'm coming with Midwestern energy to LA interactions. And so it's like we were talking to a man at this birthday party and he didn't know what Fast and the Furious was. And it's like, dog, just you know what that is. Like,
he lives in the factory that makes that.
There's been 9 movies.
Yeah, like, really? What are you talking about?
What so did he like, know?
I hate that.
I walked away. I it wasn't even like, oh, let's see if there's a French film we can connect on, because there isn't, because I don't watch that shit. So what? I just was like, oh, I have to go look at a diaper. You know, like that's the good thing is you can avoid you. Like that's why you have a kid, is so you can use them to get out of social interactions.
You can just go. Yeah, you can just go run after him and nobody's going to be like. Yeah. Yeah, you can. All right. Well, she's getting tired.
Right. Not rocks. You know, you can just yell anything and then excuse yourself, be careful, and then walk away. But some of these LA people can't small talk. They're so bad at it.
They can only talk about the industry. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm having a sneeze attack, so
I'm watching this go down. For everybody listening, Ian is having a vicious sneezing attack, and it's
he's like 15 times.
It's really like it's really a lot. You're doing such a good job muting yourself.
Thank you.
Because like one will sneak up, and then I'm like, "There's no way he muted in time," and then you have every single time.
I get there.
That's impressive.
I'm nice with it. Yeah, you're not gonna catch me stealing.
Do you think you're allergic to Sean's anti-Semitism?
I think that is ultimately what it is. Yeah. I think I'm having a drastic allergic reaction to just what it is. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could do something about that, but God made me how she made me. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Well, now I'm back on.
Okay.
That was nice. Sean, feminist, what is your first pick?
The baby from Roger Rabbit.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was the first
thing that popped into my head. He's
high.
It's so, so fun. Every time I watch him, I love the baby from Roger Rabbit.
I love a baby that talks like a man.
He's a professional.
You know, I thought he had big hoop earrings like Ving Rhames or something, but then I just realized it's like a ponytail, or it's like his hair in the back. I always thought it was a giant hoop earring in his ear, and I was like, that's crazy because he's smoking a cigar too, but it's his hair. So if anybody else was confused about that like I was for most of my life. Anyway, yeah, he just rules, man.
Who voiced that baby?
An old washed up Hollywood someone.
Was it?
I don't know. It,
okay.
We had the guy who did Roger Rabbit's voice on a stand-up show one time. That was pretty crazy.
It's a guy named Lou Hirsch.
Yeah, that's the guy that does a baby's voice?
Amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you think.
She's a girl baby. With her little pink bow. I actually had hair very similar to this when I was a baby.
Yeah, you seem like you would be like a presence as a baby. Were you a big baby? Like a big on the scene baby?
I was a Maggie Simpson. I was the youngest.
Yeah.
And had two older brothers. So it was like, I just tons of bows. Cause I was the first girl on my dad's side in 62 years. And so it was a lot of masculine energy. Yeah. So I had like so many bows, so many dresses, like personalized bloomers that my mom would put over my diapers. Like it just went really hard in the feminine direction for me.
Also 62 years. What a streak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's wild. It's people, they see Max and they just say like, you know, hey, big guy and stuff like that. And I never, obviously who gives a shit, but I don't know. Like I want to be like, well, maybe I should give her a dress or something, but I just dress her like I would dress, like sweatpants and a sweatshirt all the time.
Dress her like Left Eye from TLC.
Oh God, I was showing pictures of her in the sweatsuit last night that David bought her.
Oh
shit. She, in the full sweatsuit. That thing is
it's
icy.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good sweatsuit.
Now I'm seeing Baby Herman as a man, a boy, but he does have a little pink bow.
Yeah.
He might have been playing a girl on like the role he was in or something. Maybe it was like a baby girl that he was supposed to be playing. Like in the movie when they were filming the show in Roger Rabbit, you know?
Okay.
And then they like cut and then he smokes a cigar and he turns into like this guy. And
a woman does the baby voice and then it's this Hirsch dude.
Lou Hirsch
from Lou Brooklyn. Hirsch. did the talking voice. But just smoking a cigar, just a pro, a Hollywood pro. You know what I mean? A jobber. Uh-huh. Probably has like a pretty nice house and then another one in Palm Springs. This baby. You know what I mean?
Just
not a movie star, not a name anyone knows, but just like steady working. Steady working.
Been working. 50 years he's been in this game.
And nice house in Encino. Pretty nice house in Palm Springs.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like a dream.
It's all any of us want.
I know.
Been in SAG for decades.
Oh, yeah. Health insurance. Steady health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that baby's taken care of. I just enjoy him. I thoroughly enjoy the baby. Always have. Just that movie.
Did you know his name was Baby Herman?
I don't think so.
I learned a lot of babies' names researching for this.
Yeah, me too.
Same. Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, because I'd write down like the baby from or whatever.
Yes,
and then I'm
exactly.
like, I should look up their name. Yeah. So yeah, man. Baby from Roger. Baby Herman.
Baby Herman. David Boy, time for your first baby pick.
Not even difficult. First guy that comes to my mind. All timer, all around player. I'm taking Tommy Pickles.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Tommy Pickles.
For sure.
Come on. I mean, what's to say about the guy?
Yeah.
He's He's the best. The ringleader. I'm trying to show her Rugrats because I want her to enjoy the cartoons we watch a little bit. And I love Rugrats. She's not quite feeling it yet, but I'm really trying to shoehorn it in there so I can just rewatch it.
Tommy's such an everyman.
Yeah.
Such an everyman, a fearless leader, Jewish king.
Jewish.
Sorry, Sean.
We gotta stop that.
I'm feeling like a Chucky Finster right now with all the sneezing and wearing these glasses, though. I'm out here.
Chucky was also weird because he was all old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What are you doing over here,
old guy? Yeah, he was like a worrywart already.
And like Susie Carmichael, like you guys are wearing underwear, not diapers. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Tommy is so cute. Like, I do like seeing the baby's diaper. There's something.
It's cute to see the diaper.
Yeah.
He's also slew-footed.
All of the Rugrats are voiced by women. I just looked this up the other day because I don't know. I'd never looked into it until we were watching it. But yeah, they're all like Chucky, Tommy. They're all Lil and Phil. They're all women.
And that's why he won't watch it. Rugrats is great. Yeah. It's a great show.
It's fantastic. It's perfect. They're grown ups. They're breaking out of the cage all the time. The grandpa rules. I mean, we just talked about Rugrats the other day, but it's so fun. And Tommy rules. It's just such a fun baby.
Yeah, all time number one.
Yeah.
Tommy Pickles would be a good name for, like, that'd be a good, like, for a rapper to put out, like,
yeah.
Oh, for
an
sure.
Album it's, under it's that time. Name.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
time.
Yep. Yep.
Or just like somebody should call themselves Tommy Pickles. It should be like an AKA.
It's perfect. It's weird that it hasn't been at all. Like, it hasn't been used at all since that show.
Well, I'm like struggling. I want to say more about the show, but there's other babies in the show.
There are other babies.
So it's like, babies.
I said one of them. That's my bad.
I know. But like Angelica, she's a full grown woman. It's like, go get a job, bitch. Like, why are you
She's a
here?
CEO. She's an exec. I had a development meeting with Angela Pickles not 3 weeks ago.
Absolutely.
Well, and it's also like, she must be, her parents must not like care about her because she should not be with the baby. Like, it's like, she should be in like TK. Like, she needs to be reading and writing and counting, and she's just also at the house.
Well, I mean, her mother is working very hard, and her father is, what does Stu do? He has a job, right? Her dad?
Angelica's parents?
We don't know Angelica.
Her mom is like a big
I don't remember.
Her mom is the big time.
Well, Stu is an inventor, right? But he's not Angelica's dad.
Yeah.
That's Tommy's
right.
dad.
That's true. Right. True.
Yeah.
But Tommy's Angelica's dad is Tommy's dad's brother. Right?
Really?
Okay.
I thought so. I always
Charlotte
thought
Pickles.
That would actually make a lot more sense if they're together. Because you can be like,
they're cousins.
They're the same age and they're 4 years apart. But when you're cousins, you go, that's your demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your older cousins and younger cousins. So that's your crew now.
Angelica's mom is Charlotte Pickles, who's like a business lady, cell phone, pins, like a pencil skirt.
Yes. And then the dad is in prison.
She actually started Goop. A lot of people don't realize they think it was a Gwyneth.
She runs the business side of Goop.
Yeah, she's all,
Oh, she's married to Drew Pickles, who's like kind of he's an accountant.
That's his name.
Yeah.
I always thought of him as like a bon vivant. He has a job.
He's an accountant, is what this says. He's uptight and more mature than his brother, Stu.
Whose mom? Right. Wasn't one of the moms like a lesbian, but married to a guy on the show? Like, when you watch the show, there's one of the moms. Yeah, she has like a headband and the woman symbol on her shirt.
I'm sorry. Yeah, what's her name? The workout mom. I think she just is into exercise.
I was just watching it the other day, and I was like, it's almost like somebody wanted to have like a same sex couple in the show, but they just couldn't squeeze it in yet.
Too early.
They just weren't ready for it.
Well, no, it's because the mom is masculine and the dad's kind of feminine. Remember, the dad's like real small and sort of soft spoken.
These are Chucky's parents, right?
I think
That's the twins' parents.
This is a DeVille, yeah.
Sorry to keep
Chucky,
their last name's DeVille.
Chucky's dad is his single father.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, doing the best he can.
I'm going to do a rewatch. You know,
yeah, I'm
going to
be a Rugrats rewatch time.
I was thinking about starting Ozark, I got to do a Rugrats rewatch.
It's dope, dude.
It's time for my first pick and my second pick. Back-to-back Jacks.
The switchback on the mountain thing.
Switchback on the mountain kind of thing. I'm going to take Baby Sinclair from the Dinosaurs. An iconic baby. Yeah.
Not the mama.
That was the inspiration for this entire,
He's the baby. Gotta love him.
Not the mama.
Yeah. Constantly tormenting his father. Cute as the Dickens. It hits all the fictional baby points for me. Extremely cute. Wearing a diaper, like you said. Can talk a little bit. Catchphrases. Using his babiness to get away with a lot of shit. He's throwing stuff. Yeah. He's hurting people.
With so much shit.
He's bonking people over the head with things. He's everything you want in a baby.
Mm-hmm. He hits his dad with a frying pan 15 times a day.
Yeah, it's great.
Right on the face.
He's also the best high chair baby. It's almost a throne. Like, it's a high chair, but he is the king of that house the most, because he is, yes, he's just like, I sit on my throne and I terrorize everyone.
Yeah, he knocks food over. I love that. And he's got these big ass eyes.
How long was that show on the air? I bet it was a lot shorter than
I think it was only like 3 seasons.
Yeah. Does it feel like it was on forever, but it wasn't.
Did you know his name was Baby Sinclair before this research?
No, I just did Baby from Dinosaurs. Yes. I had no idea his name was Baby Sinclair.
I know.
Because he had that song, remember?
Nope.
I'm the baby, gotta love me, big brown eyes and really cuddly. You guys remember that?
That's right. <It's>, yeah.
Dude, that show was so fun.
And the music video, I'm the baby, gotta love.
Exactly. It was at the same time as like Bartman. Yeah. All the Fox properties were getting music videos.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the Bartman.
You remember? And there was like the, why don't they do those like movie tie-in songs anymore? Like they had the Addams Family,
dude,
MC Hammer one.
I wish
anything Will Smith ever did in the 90s.
Dude, I wish I would be as excited about something as I was for the Rush Hour soundtrack to come out. Like, you know what I mean? It was so huge, the soundtracks.
You're going to love seeing Chris Tucker in Air then.
Oh, yeah. You think me and Sean didn't watch The Complex the other day where he went sneaker shopping to gear up?
Dude, it's him and B-Lo and Damon, and it's fun. It's a fun one.
All right, so Baby Sinclair.
Him and B-Lo? Oh, Ben Affleck? Is that what you're calling it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh. I like that. Baby Sinclair from Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And listen.
I will.
Listen.
I'm listening.
Listen up, all right?
Yeah, I hear you.
There is first round talent on the board. It's the second round. Has he become overly ubiquitous, perhaps? But
no, he hasn't. I know where you're going.
Stewie Griffin.
Okay.
Hits. You know what I mean?
Stewie Griffin's first round talent. I can't stand when people hate on Family Guy. I love it.
Family Guy
it's
didn't
a great
change.
Show.
We got older. All right. We became dilettantes.
We changed.
It was funny then. We changed. He's a he's like a posh kind of British baby, and he's funny. He's a funny little guy.
I still think it's a funny show. I still watch it. Like I still
regularly?
Watch the new ones.
He's cute.
Yeah, whenever they make new ones, I throw them on. Like yeah,
is it still funny?
I think so.
All right.
I never thought it wasn't funny. Like it got a lot of hate for a long time. I was just like, oh, it's fine. Like it's not the best. Show, but
there were
it's
a
funny.
Lot of.
I just think we. Got
I think also it was one of those shows where, and it's not the show's fault. There were a lot of Family Guy as a personality guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of dudes quoting Stewie a little too much. Blast, and you're like, come on, man.
Right, and it's like
we're at work. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, epic, like epic bake on the internet.
Stewie gets away with it because he's a cartoon baby.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the gimmick and the wink there. You're a full grown real man.
Yes.
And so it's different energy.
Yeah. Don't yell damn it woman when I took the last one.
And why are you wearing a wristband that has Stewie on it? I know they sell them at Hot Topic. Doesn't mean you have to buy them.
It's that thing of like if Stewie could see his fans, he would hate them all.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh God. Yeah. I've never thought about that. He would loathe his
fans.
He'd be
like, you know, but it's like, yeah, Stewie, we're with you and we're sorry what your crew has become. I think about this with comics all the time. I'm like,
Can you imagine
that comic hanging out with their fans? Like, oh my God.
A lot of that. There's a lot of that.
Not over here though. Thanks for coming to see me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit, we're not here. Hanging out all night. I love hanging out with anybody who's going to come see me. I love
it. Nothing, it's not about you guys. I promise Igualmente. You.
There's this episode where Stewie's like older. I forget what it is. It's like looking at him in the future and he's just sitting looking at Bales like a 20-minute call to Larchmont. Who do we know in Larchmont? It's just very funny. I don't know why it's so funny. It's just like this stupid slice of like domestic life. It's just like it is fucking funny. It's crazy. Is, it's I'm been saying. On for so long too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, and like sure. You're going to go through phases or whatever when a show's been on for 20 years. There's going to be a point where you didn't love it. Or what, 15 years, however long it's been on. But, like, it's fine. So it's still fine.
Stewie crawled so Ted could walk.
Yes, absolutely.
Where it's just like, hey, we want to see mildly racist things. You're like, just make it a not adult. Yeah. We're like, of course.
Baby do it.
Of course. Okay, well, we had a baby. Let's do a teddy bear.
Cute little football head, cute little jumper. He's fantastic. David Bory, time for your second pick.
Wait, isn't it me?
I'm taking...
No, Serpentine Draft. No,
it's Serpentine Draft.
There's so long between I pick. That's the problem with the first. And here I thought I understood it. Okay, I'm really sorry. Cut this part out. I got confused about how the draft worked.
If we're leaving in that shit I said, then we're leaving this in for sure. So...
I'm taking another easy one. I'm taking Bam Bam Rubble.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, a few words.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Speak quiet, carry a huge stick. He was stronger than his father, which is something I respect and reflect in my own life. Because we all got to kill our dads, right?
Bam Bam is so cute, too. Like,
he's adorable.
The cute factor. Yeah. So, and like, why does he have white hair?
I think he's one of those adopted, babies
who's
right?
so blonde that it looks white.
He's a toehead. Is what we call them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his little
it's basically
outfit, like,
just, he looks like baby Chris Charpentier. If you guys ever saw.
He looks like baby Chris Charpentier.
If you guys ever seen pictures of Sharpie as a baby, he looks like Bam Bam.
No, I'm going to ask him for one right after we
do
this.
He also looks like he could grow into like Ryan Gosling. Like Bam Bam looks like he might be a handsome dude later in life.
Yeah, Bam Bam is so adorable.
Yeah.
He doesn't say much. He just says Bam Bam. Walks around.
Yeah.
He's always picking dinosaurs up. I love that guy. He's like one
he's
of those
got a fire outfit that he picked out.
It's a really good kid's costume too. Like a lot of these are popping up and I go, that's cute. That's a cutie.
He's like a leopard print.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a little hat too, with a little pom pom on top of it.
You know he's gonna have a six pack.
Absolutely.
He's gonna be one of those
14 year olds.
He's gonna be
naturally
like,
shredded.
He's gonna be like
I just shredded
you ever
from
go to the
my
beach
life.
And you see kids who have just been bodyboarding their whole life. And they're really impressive at it. That's how he's going to be. Like,
There's like those girls that are like, they're like five. They're five-year-old gymnasts and they have six packs. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Absolutely. Yeah, Bam Bam.
Yeah, Bam Bam's going to go to like, he's going to go to like UC.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Oh,
but like he'll end up making a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he went there because he was initially on the wrestling team, but he got an injury, and now he's studying athletic training.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's going to own like, a rehab kind of place.
Right.
On the beach
and he's
in
like,
La Jolla.
I learned through my injury that there's life after sports. Now I'm helping other athletes get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He works for the Chargers.
He has a nonprofit, but it's called like Bro. It's interesting because in the cartoon, him and his counterpart, who I will not name, are babies. Mm-hmm. And in the live action, they're children.
It's a little different.
I know that it's difficult to have babies on set. We've all seen the Nathan Fielder show. But to like to just age them by 6 years, it's like, okay, wow, you really took creative license there.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's too big of a choice.
Yeah, I don't like it.
And he's a cute little boy too, but it's like, oh, we were expecting, I know we're living in a fictional bedrock town, yeah, but I was expecting a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. It's part of the charm of the Flintstones.
Yes.
I love it. Bam Bam, baby.
This is tough.
Bam Bam. Sean Jordan, time for your second pick.
It's already tough. We can pick something that's a actual baby, but in a movie, right? I mean,
wait,
like a
what?
Like technically, these aren't fictional babies because they're
yes,
living, breathing.
You know the actors are in a movie, but it's.
Well, right, I'm saying though, but like this isn't a fictional baby I'm about to pick. It's a baby, but it was in a movie and it was a character in a movie. That's okay,
but
right?
That's a fictional baby.
Right, I'm just like literally.
Like it doesn't
it's
have
a baby
to be a cartoon.
Offset. Yeah,
you don't
it doesn't have to
say the baby actor's name.
No, it can only be Daniel Day-Lewis playing a baby.
So the baby I'm going with is Mikey from Look Who's Talking.
Damn it!
Oh yeah, he's on the list for sure.
That
he's
movie
on the list.
Changed the game where
oh,
you're just like
classic.
The yeah. perspective of a baby voiced by Bruce Willis. Give me all
Somebody
of that. You
get
got
these guys
all
a sequel.
Yeah,
he's a genius.
And I would even go so far as to say he's the youngest fictional baby because we see him in utero. We grow.
Right.
We grow along with him. Yes.
That shit. When I had no idea what semen was or any of that shit. I remember watching the beginning of the movie like, what the? This is crazy. Yeah. What? I had no idea what was going on. And it's just weasels into the eggs. All the semen can talk.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And then just a talking cruise of babies. Telling jokes. Do they do the light bulb? How many babies does it take to screw in a light bulb? What's a light bulb?
I was like, this movie is so funny. So I was showing it to my niece and nephew. The opening scene is the sperm and they're 9 and 11 and they go, they were like so freaked out. They were like scared.
Because it's pretty wild when you think about it.
They were as tough as we were.
It's just great. I actually haven't seen it in a long time, but it's I always liked it. It always holds. Every time it's on, like I poke a little bit of it, like you see a little bit of it.
Both of them, the first one and the second one is good too.
So yeah. It's smart to have Bruce Willis voice a baby because he kind of looks like a big baby.
Yeah,
I go so far as to say the third one is great. That's when the dogs are talking, and John Travolta has become a private airplane pilot, and he gets stuck at a cabin with the boss who's like trying to seduce him, and then the poodle and the mutt like save the day. Oh gosh,
what's the third one called? Look who
Look
else
talking.
Is talking.
Look who's talking now.
Well, oh yeah, I thought that was the second
Look who's
one.
Talking two.
Two.
Look who's talking.
Look who's talking.
T-O-O.
Look who's talking two is T O O.
Oh yeah,
T-O-O.
And that's the little sister.
Okay, yeah. Yes, yeah, played by Roseanne.
I think
voiced
so.
By,
yeah,
voiced by Roseanne.
Right.
I think
that's
and
right.
The
yeah.
thing about Bruce Willis, he always sounds kind of pillow talky. Anyways, he's just. You know, he's just real soft talking all the time. This is great for like a soft, soft-spoken baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
Mikey from Look Who's
Mikey
Talking.
Is
also
so good.
Just had to look up the name.
Megan, it is now time for your second and your third pick.
Okay. Now, in the way of Sean, I thought this was a real baby the first time I saw it. And then someone had to tell me this was actually a fictional baby. And that is Baby Yoda.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Grogu,
yeah,
yeah, way up on the list, way up on the list.
And like, I fought it. Like, I was like, no, I'm not gonna like care about this baby. And then you see him,
you
feel him. Mm-hmm. We got a Baby Yoda doll that mm-hmm. was like on our. You know when we were all buying weird stuff during the pandemic? Like, it was just like, yep, we've got a Baby Yoda doll that sits on our mantle. Like, it was like a staple of. Home decor in our house, and it's the whole plot point of the Mandalorian hinges on him and his survival.
Still, the whole
wasn't he already old as a baby? Did I hear that somewhere, or am I crazy?
I think he's a baby, but he just looks like Yoda.
Yoda's like whatever people are, like whatever they are. This is a baby one of them.
You know what's one of Baby Yoda's like big hitter secret powers is the cute little noises he makes.
Yes.
They're so cute.
He is so cute.
Like, it's Baby Yoda is the thing where it's like you can see it with like any Disney property where you're like, I see you doing this trick that you've done before. I see you making a little baby character. I see you doing BB-8. I see you making this cute little thing. I see you make it like the little like puffin pot, whatever those were called.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That like lived on that rock island with Luke Skywalker. You're making something so kids will think it's cute,
yeah,
and will want to buy it. And oftentimes you're like, your awareness of that doesn't work. And then they did Baby Yoda.
Yep.
And it was like, okay, you're doing it again, but it's so fucking powerful.
Mm-hmm. You're doing it the best. So you've done it.
I can't even resist this. Love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
you can't even be mad.
It's irresistible. It's a fucking big, it's a Whopper from Burger King. Like, I know it's bad for me.
I would also say the little hairs on him are so cute. Yeah. He got little baby hairs. And then his little mouth goes like, me, 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 me. It goes down. It's like a little sad. Yes. He's so cute. And it's like, where are his mom and dad? Like, he's an orphan.
Yeah, and then you feel bad. You're like, he's so cute. I feel so like no one's taking care of him. And then old Mando comes in and you're like, get his back. Do everything you can to help this kid.
Oh, I'm staring at his big eyes right now. I just love him.
Yeah, I just looked him up.
Some of these human babies come out looking like that too. Just like little weird hair, big eyes, mouth. Dude,
Maxine, when she was born, her jaundice was so gnarly. I didn't even see it because I'm like, oh, she's perfect. But then I look at pictures, I was like, she is bright yellow.
Oh.
It's crazy when you look back.
Did they put her under a lamp?
No, we had to stay a few days and they checked her bilirubin, which, what a stupid name for something. It's a name. Bilirubin. I didn't know what they were talking about, but they were checking her bilirubin levels.
Apologize to anyone out there named Bilirubin.
Yeah.
No, it's a great name. It's a stupid name for what, it's a term for like what gives you jaundice. It's called bilirubin. And it just, to me, sounds like it should be a name, not something.
I'll try
standing
listeners out there named Billy Rubin.
I like the name Billy Rubin.
Motherfucks.
Do you like the last name Rubin?
I was wondering. I felt it coming. I do. I love Jewish people. Ian was the first one I met, I'm pretty sure. And
you worked at a comedy club before you met me. I can't have been the first.
I didn't work at a good comedy club.
I think it's so funny when people are like, yeah, I didn't meet a Jewish person until I was 30. I'm like, what?
I don't think I did. I was 27.
That's how it was for me. There was not a lot in Colorado.
Wow. We didn't have any in Sioux Falls. But then I'm reading this book still, by the way. But there's a chapter on Jewish Sioux Falls that I haven't gotten to yet.
We don't love being the only Jew somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I had Jewish friends in Indianapolis.
No one loves being the only anything. No matter how much you say we treated you like one of us, no one likes being the only anything anyway.
Which is tough for me, the only Emmy winner on this podcast. But I'll work.
Damn. There he goes. There he is.
Megan, time for your third pick.
Oh, now I get to go again.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, this is,
it's like a mountain, okay. Like when you're going up a mountain,
I know,
like a switchback.
You said that, and I didn't get it. This guy is so special to me and in a lot of ways made me want to be a mama. And that is, I did not know his name. His name is Baby Pink and he is the baby from Baby's Day Out.
Oh,
I didn't know he had a name either.
I didn't either. So he runs all over what I think is New York, robbers or hostage situation.
Right?
He goes
Manhattan.
Fully to the top of a active construction site.
Yeah.
And he is just, and the thing is, we know he's going to grow up to be bad because he's obviously the child of billionaires. But at this point, he doesn't know that he's rich. He's just a baby trying to have a nice time. Remember in the zoo when he like crawls into the cages and even the animals love him? Like he's just so sweet and, ugh. Laura Flynn Boyle.
Oh yeah, you get a great Joe Mantegna and Joe Pantoliano playing like gangstery guys. It's fantastic.
Joey Pants. Oh,
that baby
Joey
had Pants. A day out.
Oh, his name's Baby Bink. I said Baby Pink. My bad. Baby Bink. He's the lead of the movie too. Like he's the title character. He's in a classic cutie little baby outfit, overalls. He's got red little cheeks, and he's a little toehead. He's kind of got live action Bam Bam. They could have cast him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think to take down three criminals as an infant is so impressive.
What an idea for a movie, like where it's like, it's famously hard to shoot with children and they're like, the main character's a baby.
Yeah.
And we're going to put them in insane situations. And that's what the movie's going to be.
It worked.
It lost money. It. That's crazy.
Baby's Day, I thought it was huge.
No, its budget was $48 million. It made 30.
It cost $48 million to make Baby's Day.
They lost a lot of babies during it.
I guess there was talk that there was going to be a Baby's Day Out sequel, but it did not do well.
It's the same character. The baby's like 15 and just walking around the city. It's Home Alone.
You're not my real dad.
Yeah, this guy will sell me alcohol, so I just take the subway and I go over there.
But there were two babies that played him. Yeah.
Does it give you insane, like, have you seen it since you've had babies?
No.
Megan and Sean? Do you think it would give you crazy anxiety?
Absolutely. It would give me, but there's also a world where you're like, yeah, the babies do things that are, like, so crazy that I do think my baby could get away from a robber. Like, you just, you'll look up and they're in insane places. And it's like, you got to think like a baby, and that's hard to do.
Dude, Max was standing on the tank of the toilet.
It's unbridled thinking. They can think anything. They have no restrictor plate. They're a baby.
Right.
On top of it, on the tank of the toilet.
The toilet.
And I walked in. I was like, what the fuck are you? What? It's. it's nuts.
You're She's
like,
this taking is an upper decker, dude. Prank. Dude,
we were at a frat party. I was like,
Dominance.
I don't even like these guys. Go take a dump in their toilet. Like, do it right. Do it up top.
Fucking pranks, dude. Sean, I'll prank you for your next pick.
I am going for Toby from Labyrinth.
I don't even.
Has anybody seen Labyrinth?
No.
No.
Oh, gosh. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. But anyway, so the whole point of Labyrinth, the Goblin King, David Bowie, and Jennifer Connelly. You guys have never seen Labyrinth?
Oh, this baby is cute.
It's really. Well, anyway. So, Jennifer Connelly, she's like 14. She's babysitting her brother, and he won't stop crying, and she's pissed she has to babysit him. So she's like, I wish the Goblin King would come and take you away. And David Bowie's the Goblin King, so he does come and take the baby away, and he hides the baby in the middle of his labyrinth, and she has to navigate the labyrinth to find her brother, and she has like 12 hours to do it. And if she doesn't do it, then he gets to keep the baby and turn him into a goblin. But anyway, I grew up on the movie. It's one of my mom's favorite movie. You can clearly see David's Bowie when he's dancing. He's got these tight ass gray pants when he's dancing, and you could just see the bell end of his penis plain as day. It's crazy that it made it into the movie even. So I think that's why my mom
give something for the moms.
Yeah. Something for the David Bowies too.
And the baby in the movie was the child of the people who made the movie.
Oh, really?
So like kind of the original Nepo baby. His
classic
mom and dad
Hollywood.
Were in production on the film and gave birth to the baby, and they were like, let's write him in.
It just rules. It's just cute ass baby, but I just love the movie. I like there's one scene where David Bowie's throwing him up in the air like 30 feet. It's just fun. It's a fun little watch. He's just sitting there. He's so innocent. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know he's been kidnapped and that he might turn into a goblin. And ultimately, she saves him. No goblin. So.
What is life like for goblins in this movie? Does it look bad, or would it like be kind of fun being a goblin?
Fine.
Yeah,
it's
because David Bowie's a goblin. He looks hot as fuck, right?
He's the Goblin King. But he's not a goblin.
But is he? Oh, he's not a goblin. He's just the king of the goblins.
He's the king of the goblins. The goblins don't look great.
Oh, okay,
but
is no one gonna do it?
What?
No one's gonna say goblin these nuts. You say goblin 40 fucking times. I'm sitting here. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god.
I did not even think about it.
I'm sitting over here going nuts. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I didn't even think about it.
I'm sorry for that.
I can't.
You just kept saying it.
I can't believe how hard I was slipping. I didn't even.
You said goblin 17 times. And I'm just over here holding back.
Oh, yeah. Well, now I can't say it again. Anyway, Toby from Labyrinth.
Fantastic.
Labyrinth to watch.
All right.
David, time for your next pick.
I'm taking Jack-Jack from The Incredibles.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, 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 yes.
Come on. Great baby. I love a baby with unlimited power.
Yeah.
Adorable, classic, adorable baby. I mean, just everything you need.
Yeah, Jack-Jack rules.
Yeah.
Saving the day.
Yeah, just like a hyped powerful. Up Bam Bam.
playful.
Oh, I guess so. Jack-Jack is a cute name, too.
Yeah, like Bam Bam, Jack-Jack. They're both super
strong.
Yeah, it's
like one of those cute baby names that, you know, like, he'll, when he's an adult, when he's 13, he'll be like, it's Jack now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you Austin, I mean? Or something.
It's, like, like a Kennedy baby name.
Yeah. Jack is like, if you name your kid Jack, he's going to have a lot of money.
Oh.
A lot of
I know a lot of babies named Jack. A
lot of Jacks right now.
And they're all doing better than me.
Really?
Yeah, because technically it's Jonathan, and then they're John, and then they're Jack, or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Originally,
my cousin's Jonathan, and he's Jack now. I think that's where Jack comes from.
But yes. People are just going straight to Jack, too.
Yeah, now they are.
Full Jack, no. Oh, that you can't do that, though. He's got to have.
Or Jackson. I know some Jacksons.
Oh, yeah, shit. I wasn't even thinking.
I know a Jackson with an X from my hometown.
Wow. How's he doing?
Jill?
He loves the Carolina Panthers.
Okay. Well, they got the number one pick, so Jackson's living large. So, you know.
That took you so long.
I think he was trying to find something nice. Listen, tell him to enjoy Frank Reich, okay? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
You know, he's just a great cartoon baby. I love babies with powers. That's always fun in anything. Yeah. You take when you make the most powerful character the baby because they're so reckless.
What about a raccoon?
Who hasn't?
And he came out on top, baby.
In this climate?
Oh my God! What with inflation and everything?
Yeah, come on, man! I fought 3 raccoons yesterday.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Somebody would wake that guy up.
He's he's really classic because he's sometimes just in the diaper.
Which is how I think of babies.
Yeah. A really common theme that I'm noticing now is like the one hair sticking up. Mm-hmm. Really like is a go-to production design.
Yeah.
For fictional babies. Just have hair sticking up.
It reads baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It reads baby hard. Yeah.
It reads baby hard.
It reads baby hard.
He's a redhead. He's a little redhead, too.
Little Jack redhead.
Yeah.
It's time for my third and fourth picks. With my third pick, I'm going pure cute metric. This is a pure cute pick. It is a picture that can melt my heart just by looking at it. I'm going Baby Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
What a good move.
If you haven't seen it before, look up Baby Grinch. It is somehow maybe the cutest baby that has ever existed.
Mm-hmm.
I do think for non-fictional babies, parents...
Wait.
David disagrees.
Did I do it wrong?
You look up Baby Grinch?
This baby looks like an old ass man.
Yeah. He's all furry. Look at him.
So Baby Grinch really embraces the double chin, triple chin thing that a lot of babies have. But I've taken pictures of babies before and had parents be like, hey, don't post that. Not because I don't want my child's identity sealed, but because the baby has multiple chins.
No. Really?
Does he have a pompadour?
Baby Grinch does have a little pompadour.
Yeah, he's fat. Yeah. He's a little chunker.
Baby Grinch he's chubby. He's got a dashing little haircut and he looks skeptical.
His mouth kind of looks like a butthole.
Yeah. Yeah. He's perfect. He's perfect in every way.
That's great, man. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, give me Baby Grinch. And with my fourth pick, I'm going the far opposite way. I'm going taking a pick to symbolize something that is so taboo in society, can barely be talked about. I'm taking the ugly baby from Seinfeld.
Oh, good job. Yeah. Just Kramer walking in like, whoo.
You never see the baby. All you really see are the reactions to the baby. Sometimes a baby is ugly.
Yeah, dude.
As it should be.
And it just happens. There's ugly babies. Oftentimes they don't grow into ugly adults. That's
fine. Usually they grow into be hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's just they got crazy parts that they just need time to, you know, come together, work together. Mm-hmm. But every now and then you see like an ugly baby and you just got to you can't acknowledge it except in hushed tones later.
Yeah, you can't
bring it up. I honestly don't even like talking about it. It's weird putting it out there sometimes. I'm just like, I can just keep it in. Yeah. I know what I think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to tell anybody.
I need to talk about it.
I'm like, I think all babies are cute. Same. And my friend was like, yeah, but what about so-and-so's baby? And I go, you got me there. You know, there's exceptions. But even like, sometimes a baby is so ugly, it is cute. Because you're like, what's going on?
Yes.
Baby Grinch.
Down.
Baby Grinch. Yeah.
You're such an ugly little weirdo. That it's endearing.
You just look like an old retired mill worker when they're just born. You're like, oh.
A thumb. Oh, my God. A thumb with a little definitely hat.
You ever see a baby where you're like, it looks like that dude smokes cigarettes. You know
Like the baby's not sleeping through the night and looks like it, like those kind of babies.
Yeah. Well, and there's also baby acne. Yeah. And so sometimes you'll just, and my baby had really bad baby acne and we would still take him places. You know, we're not going to hide him. Yeah. And I would be like, he wanted to get out of the house. He asked for the sunlight.
He's sad.
He feels good. He's like, thinks he has a good personality. So like, he's happy to be here.
He's made peace with it. He's made peace with it.
I like that you said he thinks he has a really good personality. You didn't say he has a really good
I mean,
he thinks he has a girl.
Nice to be seen. Yeah.
Somebody one time commented on Maxine's bags under her eyes. They just came up straight up and they're like, my God, she looks tired. And it's like, fuck yourself.
A baby with bags is so funny because it's like, what are you tired from?
Yeah.
I was like, Max, you can go to sleep.
I know. Like, the first cold my son got, he looked like a hungover public defender. Like, it was like, what have you been through, honey?
You've been poring over documents all night? What are you doing? This is crazy. Oh, God,
you're wearing a black suit jacket and blue pants. You're like, you got dressed in the dark.
You got dressed in the dark.
Yeah, I love it. I love an ugly baby. Yeah. And I'm just glad somebody talked about it.
Yes.
David, time for your fourth pick.
I am taking their twins. Is that allowed?
Yeah. I think so.
Sure. Yeah.
Because they're in tandem. Did you guys watch the Proud Family?
No.
Oh, okay.
I didn't have the same political views as I do now, so I would have watched it.
I'm taking BB and CC Proud from the Proud Family. I'm pretty sure named after BB and CC Winans, which is very funny.
Oh.
One had a big giant afro. The other one had cute afro puffs. Just your typical mischievous cartoon babies. You know what I mean? They were always getting in trouble.
Was that a kid's cartoon or was that like an adult's cartoon?
It was an adult's cartoon or it was a kid's cartoon. I watched it mid-range. Solange did the song for it. You guys ever seen the Proud Family? Penny Proud.
They're very cute.
Tommy Davidson was the dad. Great show, Proud Family. It was just classic cartoon babies.
I've never even heard of it.
You and I will always be
like 10 years ago or when was this?
2001.
To 2005. Solange was around in 2001 making music?
Now, obviously, we're three white people saying we have not seen this show. It's pretty messed up. I would like to say that it was not marketed to us because seeing these babies, I would have loved to connect with them.
It was on the Disney Channel. I thought it was really popular. Maybe not.
I was post Disney Channel by 2001.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You got out. I got older. You got out Johnny Tsunami era.
Yeah, I was out by then. I was like, too old.
I probably took a 10-year break, and then when I was a nanny again, I like went back in, and so I sort of know the Trump era. I know that Disney Channel.
Oh, like
too.
Sweet Life on Deck.
Yeah.
Sweet Life on Deck, right?
Yeah.
Like later. That was when it was all, because I know because of my little brothers, that was when all the Disney shows were just about dating. It was like all these kids were just like in relationships.
I just remember seeing them and being like, oh, I'm going to get to LA and get so many acting jobs. And it's like, I've never even sent a Disney audition. And I'm like, I can't play I can't play the sassy neighbor.
Right? How do you get in there?
I have a beard. I think that was my first mistake.
Yeah.
I think you would be a great Disney actor.
I would love to be an adult who the kids yell at.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like in their lap where like I'm just stupid and they yell at me and they're smarter than me.
Let me be a frazzled teacher. Like something. Yeah.
I want to be like the smart guy who owns a store. Like they come to my milkshake shop.
You could do that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because in Johnny Tsunami, they go to like a falafel shop. the kids are.
That movie's confusing. That movie's confusing.
BB and Cece from the Proud Family. Sean, time for your pick.
I'm going to go Ike from South Park.
Oh,
hey.
Little Canadian Ike.
Old flapping head.
Little Canadian Ike.
Let me tell you, being up here in Alaska, there's a lot of head flappers around.
I'm sure.
Oh, we're
produced by
gosh.
A head flapper.
Ike needed like the helmet. You know, you've seen the helmets.
Yeah.
Did Max have to wear the helmet?
Uh-uh.
No, my guy.
What's the helmet for?
To shape their head. So it's something where it's like, I think it's cosmetic. Like they definitely, there'll be babies that they're like, they need this. And you don't want your head to be super flat. But if you're a girl, it's like, you're going to have hair cover. Like it's just not, my niece has a flat head and no one knows.
Max has a big ass bump on the top of her head that still freaks me out where I'm like, is that all right? The doctor's like, it's just like a woof like that. And the doctor's like, heads, they're weird, man. It's not a, you know, it ain't nothing, but heads can be weird.
They're weird. They're weird, man. Thanks for coming to Skateboard Doctor.
They're weird, dog.
Heads, they're weird, man.
Babies don't have kneecaps.
Oh, that's really? Why they're so good at crawling?
Yeah, I guess they just don't have them.
When do you get your patellas?
I don't know. Maybe when you declare for the draft.
Max never crawled?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, if you declare for the draft.
Yeah. I got my patellas when I got beat into the Crips. They just gave me a couple.
I love that. To go back to the character, that his voice is always like a field recording of an actual baby talking. You know what I mean?
Like, and sometimes he'll swear. It's so funny hearing a baby go like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But isn't it like that's the character where like it always feels like somebody recorded an actual baby on their iPhone, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a. I think a lot of times it is a real baby talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. South Park's another one. To me, they always get it right. They just don't miss to me with South Park. Wow. I love it.
We're learning a lot about your sensibilities.
I don't not like a lot of stuff.
Were you originally going to take Ike before you made these anti-Semitic remarks? Or Ike Broflovsky?
I'm just trying to make up for it.
Or is this kind of like a makeup pick? Which is
I didn't know
Sean?
What to say. I didn't know what to say. I thought it was going to be funnier. Now I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to text you later and apologize. I guarantee
it. Dude, do not do that.
You didn't do anything.
This is so much
it's
funnier than if you would have said macho.
If anything, we should apologize to you.
Yeah, everybody knows race baiting is fun.
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ike. Just a little head flapper and Ike. Yeah, I like it.
Ike Broflovsky. Megan, time for your fourth and then your final picks.
Okay, great. So my fourth, gosh, this is a guy that I've like, loved since I was a child, and it is Pee-wee from Bebe's Kids.
No way! Are you kidding?
It's funny because you're frozen, David, but you're freaking out.
There's no way I couldn't get that in the fifth.
I'm so sorry.
God damn it! No, it's a great pick. Tomoka is a fantastic voice for a baby.
It's so good, and like his diaper always has flies around it. Like it's like the baby that they're just like, yeah, he has shit in his diaper, and we're at an amusement park. Like it's just so
when they're rapping, and he goes. Taking a dump can be so relaxing. And then he poops and he goes, ah, baby's kid, straight jacking. Yo, I can't believe this happened.
I'm so sorry.
I love it when someone gets a pick stolen.
It's a great pick. It's a great pick.
Bebe's Kids, remember when HBO just had the rights to like four things? And it was like La Bamba, Bebe's Kids, Radio Flyer, and then like a new Saturday night movie. And so was like, I watched Bebe's Kids probably 100 times.
And it, like, same, I've seen it so many times.
It's so good. And like,
I really love that you picked that, but fuck me, that fucked me up.
What crazy four movies you just said. That's I've never heard those movies.
They were
together.
Like, okay, we got the budget. Can we get? And they were like, no. I watched
Little Flyer. Baby. He loved Las Vegas. They go to Vegas at the end. He's like, yeah, Vegas, my kind of town. God. What a good baby.
Yeah, no, he's sort of like the black version of the baby from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. It's sort of like the same vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. But also with a bunch of poop in his diaper.
So much poop. And the youngest, you know, has siblings, but like, oh my God, the end of Bebe's Kids is like so tough, you know, when they like go home and there's no food and then he goes back to get
them. Oh, when it sets in? When it sets in what's going on.
Yeah.
Bebe's Kids got real at the end.
It does.
I'm
going to
watch Bebe's Kids again. It's been a long time. That's definitely one I should be up on.
It does. It's a family staple. And like my little brothers grew up watching it too. It's just because it was one of the DVDs we had. God, man. Mm-hmm. I got to pick a fifth baby.
I'm sorry. Keep talking. I'm really torn on my final pick.
Before we get to your final pick, let's take one last short break.
Okay.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do. That's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. We're back. It's time for Megan Gailey's final pick. It's the fictional baby's draft.
Oh, you look so, that's awesome.
Tension
is a heavy pick.
So I was going to go with one cultural icon. I'm going to switch to a different cultural icon because this one actually meant more to me. I actually think this like changed the shopping world forever. And that is a Cabbage Patch Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
fantastic. Dang,
look at you. Like that was the original Tickle Me Elmo of that created Karen's was the shop for the Cabbage Patch Baby and just like white moms like at a Toys R Us, and they came out of the ground, and everyone wanted them. My brothers had one. Like it transcended gender and class. Like you just needed a Cabbage Patch Baby.
They look so 80s to me. There's something about that face because my older siblings had them. I never had, but their face is just, it just reads, it screams 1981 to me. They're just so. Yeah,
I feel you.
The Cabbage Patch Kids. They're cute though.
They almost look evil.
Yeah.
They're like so cute. They look evil.
Yeah. We eventually had like enough that I took a blue pen and put freckles on one because it was like that time, you know, you wanted a doll to be reflective of you. Mm-hmm. And I had freckles, but then it just had like blue dots all over it. And it did not look like me. Yeah, they're funny. Remember, I mean, their hair was leaves. Like when they're coming out of the cat of the patch, it's so wild.
They're an actual cabbage.
Yes. And like cabbage is gross. Patch.
Sean, you were born as a cabbage, right?
Yeah.
Irishman? Cabbage
right away.
There you go.
Little Irish. Little potato cabbage. Just so you don't feel so bad about it.
Do you remember their little cloth bodies?
Yeah.
Like it was like they had that big plastic head and then weird floppy cloth bodies.
Yeah, weird, almost like what backpacks were made out of.
Yes.
Like those wrestler bodies.
Yeah.
Man, talking about wrestling buddies for like an hour last night. Yeah. Oh. I had an Ultimate Warrior shirt on, and boy, did we talk about the wrestling buddies.
So wait, did their head come in a thing of cabbage and then you had to attach it to the body? Or how did this work?
No, pulled
box
it out.
Was like cabbage. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the body was underneath the ground.
Oh, okay.
What a fucking weird thing.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, duh.
I didn't know that.
No.
Huh. All right. they were out there though. Cabbage Patch Baby. Sean Jordan, your final pick.
Can I do this? Can I pick Baby from Dirty Dancing?
Yeah, I think so. Megan says no. Megan's face says no.
I don't have to.
It's technically a fictional baby.
I don't want to bum you out.
No, it doesn't. When you said that, I thought you meant the baby who was the aborted baby.
Oh, God, no. Jesus, criminy.
I was like, wait, because there is a baby in that movie.
No, I'm not a monster. No, I'm just saying Baby from Dirty Dancing. It was fun. It was like one of the ones that popped in earlier. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, that'll be a fun one. Mm-hmm. I also love Baby from Dirty Dancing. It's a fun-ass movie. I've been talking about babies, all that, like that process. Like I've been working it into the stand-up because we had some, you know, there were like, we just had a tough time getting pregnant. So anyway, Baby from Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts her in the corner.
I'll allow it.
Wait, Laura got pregnant?
Yeah, I got a kid, dude.
We got to talk more.
Yeah, I got a baby. You bought her something. It's crazy. Ian bought her car seat.
I didn't buy her an icy sweatsuit.
I bought her a ton of shit.
The high chair, the car seat, and something else that I didn't want to buy.
Wow. I did your whole list.
That's a lot. A car seat's expensive. So is a high chair.
But it was like a lot.
Until she gets of age, I'll buy her a gun.
Yeah, I'll buy her a gun. I'll buy her a gun right now.
She's got guns. She doesn't need more guns. We don't need more guns. We don't need more blankets. We're stocked up.
I'd like to thank you again for taking Jennifer Grey pre-nose job.
I do what I can, you know? We don't all wear capes. I'm out here just letting everybody know.
You keep supporting the Jewish culture.
You do indeed. You do indeed. Yeah.
I try.
Jennifer Grey. Jew with a Jewish nose. And you, Tucker. And I appreciate that. You've done a lot of work. It's not where we start. It's where we end up. And I think the journey's been so important for you. Much like the Jews' exodus from Egypt.
Yeah. I gotta thank the woman upstairs for helping me on my journey.
David Boyer, time for your final pick.
I mean, Pee-wee got... I really thought I could get it last. That's crazy. I'm taking Boss Baby.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I never saw it.
He's a baby.
He's a boss. He's a baby.
Well, I mean, I think at least three movies now. There's a TV show. Like, he is... It's Alec Baldwin, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tough...
Yeah.
But Boss Baby has killed no one.
I'm taking the fictional baby.
Yes.
I'm taking the baby who just wants to be a big brother. Or a little brother. It's an adorable movie. I'm taking Boss Baby.
I've never seen
Boss Baby.
I gotta watch it.
I've read the book.
Whoa. Wait, is that true? Is there like a kid's book? No, no. That's fucking hilarious. No. That's so funny.
Whoa.
time for my final pick, the final pick of the draft. I am going to take the dancing baby from Ally McBeal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Uga Chaka. Yeah.
That baby.
That was huge.
The CGI baby had the culture in a fucking chokehold. Yeah. There were news stories on that baby.
Yeah.
We were going nuts for it. We were going nuts for it. Uga Chaka.
I kind of dance like that when I'm drunk.
It's like, not a bad way to dance. I think you imprinted on that baby like early. I think it was just like, oh, all right. They're good moves. Sure, smooth. It's like you're a wine mom dancing at a train concert kind of
move. Yeah, that baby was that baby likes a jam band for sure.
Yeah. That's a Drops of Jupiter dance.
Yeah.
Just that baby out at the String Cheese Incident show.
Maybe.
Hey, Soul Sister.
OAR.
Just back from the atmosphere, that baby. that's the final pick. Mars, do you have a pick?
I'm taking from the Mario Kart series, I'm taking Baby Mario.
Oh,
he's fast. Good call. He's got a better power up than Mario. One of the best players in the game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
We also have Baby Groot on the board.
Yes, we did. Cute baby. Another very cute baby.
It's just
baby.
Not my baby. In my pantheon of babies, he's just not up there.
No, for sure.
We'll let like a Gen Z guest take Baby Groot or something. You know, yeah. That's why we throw that.
I'm too old for Baby Groot.
Right. No, that's why I didn't pick him, but it's like famous baby.
Yeah, very famous baby.
Along Sean's pick, the baby from the movie Bringing Up Baby, who's like a little jaguar cub, is pretty cute and fun. But that movie's from the 30s.
And I'm not trying to be somebody who's. I love Baby Oscar from Ghostbusters.
Totally. Oh, he was my sixth man for sure.
Yeah,
I wanted to take the baby. Three men and a baby.
Yes. Good baby. That's a good baby, too.
Good baby.
Yes.
That's a good baby. That's a good baby movie. That's a great
that
baby.
Really
those are the
good.
Babies we didn't take. The babies we did take. Megan, you went first. You took Maggie Simpson, Grogu, Baby Yoda, Baby Bink from Baby's Day Out, Pee Wee from Bebe's Kids, and the Cabbage Patch baby. Sean, you went second. You took the baby from Roger Rabbit, Mikey from Look Who's Talking, Toby from Labyrinth, Ike from South Park, and Baby from Dirty Dancing. David, you went third. You took Tommy Pickles, Bam Bam, Jack Jack, Baby, BB and CC from The Proud Family, and then Boss Baby. I went last, and I took Baby Sinclair from The Dinosaurs, Stewie Griffin, Baby Grinch, the Ugly Baby from Seinfeld, and the Dancing Baby from Ally McBeal.
That Seinfeld one, that's the sneaky one. That didn't even...
You call me sneaky now?
You sneaky motherfucker.
You've come so far this episode, Sean, and then you just...
knocked it all down.
I tried. I just can't get past it. There's some things I just can't get past. You're sneaky. I didn't like that. I didn't like it at all.
We want to hear your picks. Unless you represent the Anti-Defamation League and then maybe skip this episode. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Shout out to everyone on the AFE Patreon, the AFE Shislackety, the AFE subreddit. How could I forget? Shout out to Super Producer Marissa on the ones and twos.
Boop, 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 boop.
There it is. Shout out to Saints 2 Carmel. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shikragity.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.